Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So instead of asking you which show you quit, and we all know which show we never finished, yours might be Ted Lasso, mine's The Walking Dead. You're like, I started it. I'm not getting through the end of this series, ever. I'm just never going to pick that show back up. The question I have for you is, what is the series you have been telling yourself you are going to start forever and still have not watched? Everyone has a show that they're like, oh, I'm going to watch that show. I'm getting around to it. Maybe it's House of the Dragon for somebody because they watched all the Game of Thrones stuff.
Yeah, mine, a lot is, that come to mind.
Mine is Peaky Blinders.
Oh,
I have told
yeah, man.
Myself,
that's good.
I have told myself 50 times, I'm going to watch Peaky Blinders.
Drew just likes doing the accent.
And have I ever watched it? No. Never By watched a single order. Episode. Never got around to it. Just
of
told
the
myself.
Peaky Blinders.
That's a terrible
no, actually. No. Hang on. No, it is not.
Peaky Blinders. That's how he said it. Kind of weird. That's all right.
This show is really good. Yeah, you need to watch Peaky Blinders. There's a couple that come to mind for me. One actually is House of Dragon. You were
I've
correct.
Started that. I'm actively watching that right
I
now.
I have never seen Yellowstone.
I've never seen Yellowstone either. But it's also not one of those shows I've told myself I was going to watch. If
well,
I
so
watch
many people
it,
have
fine,
mentioned but. That I wanted to like a year ago, and I just, for whatever reason, I haven't. But again, yours, the one thing I still, you can't complain about too many, we've said this, you have never watched The Sopranos, so that's a tough one for me. For you.
Over on Twitch, someone said Succession. I'm like, God, watch it. And I get it. It's like, very you tell good. Yourself, and once it's already done, you're like, oh, now I'm getting into
very
it.
Good.
I've never told myself I was going to watch Sopranos. I just never watched it. Peaky Blinders is an actual show. I'm convinced myself I'm going
it's
to pick it up.
It's now turning into a movie, by the way. They're making a movie.
On which one? Peaky Blinders?
They're making a movie
Maybe
to essentially bring it all together.
Somebody said Better Call Saul. If you watch Breaking Bad, then you have to
I haven't finished
back.
That show, though.
You never finished Better Call Saul?
No.
Why?
Because then we had a real-life Chief Sahalik attorney type thing.
Did you finish Curb Your Enthusiasm?
No, I've barely watched that.
So you never finish any shows? You just start shows and never finish them?
I mean,
you finish any series?
Yeah, I mean, I just
mentioned. They're starting to feel like he doesn't finish watching shows.
Breaking Bad, House of Cards,
there's
Sopranos,
a lot of shows that
The Wire.
Someone said it's an older show for them. They always told themselves they were going to watch Lost. I really liked Lost. Didn't end strong, a little bit of the Game of Thrones, but I wouldn't apologize for the earlier great episodes that are on there. Someone says if you watch Peaky Blinders, make sure you have the subtitles on.
I don't,
thick accents?
I don't need that.
I mean, yeah, the accents are thick, but I think you'll be able to pick up on them. I have never watched Tiger King. Never watched an episode.
Well, that was only during COVID.
We were desperate for content.
That was just because we needed it. If that came out in 2024, nobody would have ever watched it.
I know. Well, that's the reason why. Like, it's a little surprising. I think that I haven't watched it. I haven't seen an episode of Squid Game either. The Squid Games or Squid Game.
I watched two or three episodes of that too, and never.
Don't finish any show, dude. Yeah. What's the last show you finished, start to finish?
Ooh.
What's the last show you actually? Stranger Things.
Well, that show is not over yet, though.
Have you watched every episode
that's
aired?
I binge watched that, though. You know, that's the show I binge watch, so it's done quick. But
the last show that I've watched, I guess it's weird, though. So
it's like a book. I'll watch a show, even if I don't like it anymore, I'll finish it.
Well, that seems miserable. But anyway,
I mean, in terms of like, this is like,
I don't want to just quit every show.
This is like Netflix, though, because I feel like,
no, it's like certain, 10 seasons, relax.
Because certain shows are still ongoing, if you will. Like, they haven't, for example, FBI, FBI International, my wife and I watch those. Those are still ongoing.
Yeah, someone went way back in time, Drew. They said NYPD Blue. I watched that plenty. I've seen it. Andy Sipowicz. Oh, man, that's an old school show.
I don't think you've seen every episode of that either, but
there's a lot of those. But I've seen quite a few, but there's a lot.
There's a lot of these I've never heard of. I'll be totally honest with you.
What's Mark
and Mindy?
That
Mork
one?
And Mindy, presumably?
Well, I'm just reading the text. I don't know.
Oh, it was corrected for Mork and Mindy. That's a show with Robin Williams from like the 80s.
Okay. I never heard of Better Call Saul. I don't know what that is.
That's the prequel to Breaking Bad.
I haven't seen Breaking Bad either. But
wow! I mean, that is widely... I've seen Sopranos, but that is widely considered one of the five greatest shows of all time.
Shows that I have not watched.
I mean, between the both of you, Sopranos and Breaking Bad are both considered easily top 10 of all-time shows, and neither one of you have seen them?
Have you seen The Wire?
No.
Have you seen any of the best shows of all time?
According to you guys,
So no Wire, no Game of Thrones?
No Game of
Thrones. No Breaking Bad?
I've seen a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. Never got fully into it.
Okay, let me pull up a list of like Rolling Stone's 100 greatest shows, because I want to know how many of these Drew's actually seen.
Seinfeld will be up there. I have seen that one, obviously.
I don't know if it'll be up there. You know,
Seinfeld is...
Most people would consider it.
Seinfeld has to be in the top 100.
Most people would... Oh, it might be in the top 10. Most people think it's in the top 10.
It should be... it's like,
and I'm not even
a
big Seinfeld fan, but...
Seinfeld and Martin.
Okay. The top 10 shows of all time, according to Rolling Stone last year. Let's find out which ones Drew has seen. Have you seen The Sopranos? No. You just said that. The Simpsons?
No. I've not watched one episode of The Simpsons.
Breaking Bad? He already said no. The Wire? No.
Nope.
He's over. Fleabag?
No.
And I haven't watched that either. That's on Amazon. It's reportedly a very good show. I have talked about watching that too. Seinfeld?
Yes.
He's seen one. Mad Men?
Oh, Mad Men's really good.
Great show.
You've never seen Mad Men?
No, Mad Men. Cheers? No way you've seen Cheers. Atlanta? That's another great show.
I've watched maybe one or two episodes, but not...
So you've watched one of the top 10 of all time, according to this list?
Yeah, Succession.
I have not watched Succession.
What do you watch on TV, Drew? He's watching Mac football on a Wednesday night.
Do you want to know what my wife and I have just recently... We're almost finished with it. You guys will not be able to guess. It's a cartoon.
BoJack Horseman.
No.
I'm just guessing a cartoon.
What cartoon are you
watching?
We've
been rolling through all the Scooby-Doos. Every single one of them.
Okay.
We're kids at heart, man.
Okay.
I'm 28.
No, you're kid not at heart. I'm in action.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're watching
Scooby-Doos, baby.
You've been getting through the Scooby-Doo series?
Hell yes.
That was not the answer.
Why be an adult when you can give me
100 guesses,
Flintstones
too.
Flintstones lined up next.
I would never have guessed Scooby-Doo.
We actually went through the Flintstones. Why be an adult when you can still be a kid? You know,
you do you, man. You know what? You do you. Whatever makes you happy. You know, anybody that should be.
Why do I need to watch Game of Thrones when I can watch
whatever you want? You know, I tell you that with the food. Eat whatever food you want to. Same thing.
No, get new experiences. Try new things.
But I don't want to. I don't want to watch Breaking Bad. What good does Breaking Bad do for me now?
It's an incredible television show.
But it does nothing for me.
Well, how do you know you haven't watched it?
Oh, I've seen commercials.
I'm starting to think he doesn't like dramas. He's the opposite of you.
I've seen commercials and...
He likes no drama. Think about all the shows. Mad Men, Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul, The Sopranos. I think he doesn't like drama. He's watching Scooby-Doo. He doesn't like dramatic television.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Come on now.
I thought you were going to tell me you guys were just watching Rugrats then, too, at the same time.
No, I cannot stand that show.
Really? That was crazy.
I haven't seen one episode of Rugrats.
As a kid, that was... Rugrats was incredible.
Like crime shows. I love crime shows. Hmm.
Someone said over on Twitter, why not said Scooby-Doo's a drama series? Solving the mystery, you know?
That's right. Yeah.
Burglars and murderers and stuff, you know?
That's the random question, all right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.